Don't believe that intro, Veronica. It is false. This is us talking live, though, so you should not drop an F-bomb.
I am so confused.
Why?
Because that is not what you prepped with.
No, and we're going to go to that prepped piece in about 20 seconds. That wasn't me playing Ace of Spades. That was Ace of Spades in the automation, which kicks in every time at 2:59, which is when my show begins. Except my show actually begins at 3. That was sarcasm. And it translated horribly because you're just staring at me blankly.
It really did.
Fine. I'm going to kill our mics. We're going to start with our prepped piece.
And confuse everybody now.
Not going to confuse anyone. We've talked them through it.
Uh-huh.
Same way you talk to an expectant mother so they don't just think they're pooping a baby from the front for some reason.
You're comparing this to labor?
They are both beautiful acts of creation.
Huh.
That produce something that lives on beyond us.
Every mother on the planet is cringing.
One day you will be dead. Papa's basement will live on. On the internet. For about 6 months until my credit card dies and then that site's gone too.
Awesome.
Pretty mind-blowing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so down come the mics. On comes the prep piece. And then back come the mics. Pretty simple, right?
I suppose.
Just play along.
For every cop that has ever taken advantage of somebody,
I'll put our mics live now.
Beat them down or hurt
after
them
the dead air
because they got long hair. Listen to
the iPod wasn't in program channel. What do you want?
Wrong
human
color, whatever they
this
thought
is just
was the reason
me angry
to do it.
You don't like
every one of
Mr. T?
Police. No.
You don't like the handy bleeping I did instead of show prep? 15 minutes of bleeping this GDMP3
face.
We're listening to Cop Killer, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Body Counts Cop Killer, all the way from 91. You're probably like, why are we listening to Cop Killer?
Well, I know why we are.
Oh, really?
Because you explained it.
I did.
However, I still don't like it.
You think the audience is lost, too? They're like,
yes.
I know John is black and political, but why is Cop Killer on?
Are you?
I'm both of those things. I am highly into politics at all levels, local, global.
No, you're not.
That's true.
You're so full of crap.
Yeah, I'm also white. That was the easier one to point out was a falsehood, but there you go. I am playing Cop Killer because all those forces that rallied against it back in 91, Tipper Gore, I'm trying to remember who else. I think the FBI would have written letters.
I'm impressed that you paid attention to this in 91.
Oh, when I was a little kid, MTV News was my only news.
We didn't
Kurt
have
Loder, Tabitha Soren. What did you have, like, running water? Did you crack
from
into
a well
an outhouse?
Yeah, we did.
Because you say that, and now I imagine your childhood. I'm going to bring this down, by the way, a little bit. There's a chant of F the police at the end that I bleeped a lot because he just says that over and over. So I want to leave it up for that.
You want to
I worked on it.
Bleep the police.
I worked on it, damn it.
Multiple times.
Yeah. Anyhow, this was big news in 91. It was this and NWA's Niggas for Life, which was written backwards on the front of the album. That's how they got around that.
Ah.
Uh-huh. Very sneaky. I'm playing this because everyone who stood against Cop Killer was obviously right. And that man out there, let me look up his name. He's one of those three named killers, because they all are by law. Christopher Jordan Dorner. Obviously, he heard the song as a child.
Angry, angry man.
And it lay dormant like Lyme disease within him. Here we are, by the way. A lot of bleeps. Uh-huh. And I think I put a little fade out on it. I'll do a manual fade out so we can just get
very
rolling.
Very nice.
I like that. That's what we call prep. That's being on the ball. Instead of your version of prep, which is, I'm going to show up with the camera. Let's look pretty in the studio.
And then we need pictures.
I get two pictures snapped of me behind a mic with my big meaty tits hanging out. And you're like, that's enough of you.
No, I took three of you.
Ooh, three. Okay.
And you only took three of me.
I took three.
None
that
of which
you
are
didn't
good.
Delete.
You're
I took about
horrible,
15 to 20.
You're a horrible photographer, by the way.
I'm a great photographer. It's not my fault that you need everything taken from one specific angle. You are
so
more specific than Stonehenge.
That is so not true.
It's like the light has to come through here. It needs to be a solstice. And anything short of that is crap.
You are so annoying.
No, I'm not.
So not true.
Why? You don't like the fact that I took a bunch of B12 before the show, so I'm really
hyper?
Yeah,
you're way too energetic
I'm very
for me today.
Sweaty and
I don't
peppy.
Know what to do with it.
It's okay.
And I'm so tired. That's what I get for going to the gym.
You can be the show's Eeyore today. I can be full of pep. It makes me think of that Seinfeld where they were eating the, oh, God damn it. What was the fruit? They're eating some citrus fruit, and it pepped him up, and George got a hard-on and tried to bang his woman after he went soft on her.
I never watched Seinfeld. Sorry.
So no MTV in your youth and no Seinfeld.
No.
And just crapping in a wooden shack that had a crescent moon cut out of the front so that the gases could escape.
My mom didn't like MTV when we were kids. We weren't allowed to watch it.
Mine didn't either. I just watched it anyhow.
But how? How did she have cable? So you had cable in the house.
How did you not? Did your mom sit there the whole
time? She rototillered the cables because she wanted a rose garden where the cable company laid them. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
I'm so not kidding.
Wow.
We had really pretty roses, but no MTV.
So much is coming into focus on how you turned out the way you did.
I don't know what you're talking about.
How do you know how babies get made with that kind of upbringing? Were you like
told
that the dinosaurs were put here alongside the road garden and the cables?
You're ridiculous.
Don't drum at me.
I'm going to drum at you all I want.
I don't like the sound of that. Anyhow, Cop Killer obviously influenced this guy. It was a song. It's obvious to me. That's what happened. So I think Ice-T really should be held accountable for all that has gone down thus far.
Oh, stop.
Why?
You're ridiculous. Let's talk about the guy, though. Tell me about him, because I have not
First,
paid.
We'll do the show intro.
Oh, jeez.
Don't give me the clap claps. Stop
Let's
it.
Go.
All right. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm the host, John Papa Giorgio, hence the show's name. It's not a weird sex dungeon. It's just I had to pick some name for the show back when I first started this 5 years ago. And we had about 10 minutes to do so. Papa's Basement sounded okay.
I like Papa's Basement.
It works.
Yeah.
It's kind of there to signify we're not up in the penthouses. We're down below.
We're in the drudges.
We're hanging
in
the
drudges of radio.
It isn't Papa live from the gutter. I've at least got a roof over my head. I'm here today with Veronica. Veronica Johnson.
Stop.
What? I didn't give out all three of your names like a killer.
Whatever.
You could be any one of 1,000 Veronica Johnsons.
Uh-huh.
What, you never figured that out? That's why they give three names for every killer. It would just ruin someone's life. I mean, Charles Manson, I suppose, is the antithesis of that. And Ed Gein, some of them. I would just assume those guys don't have middle names, right? But John Wayne Gacy, for example,
no
it's
idea.
So you don't screw up the life of every John Gacy in the Midwest. It's like, hey, I don't want this John Gacy the clown at my party. No, no, no. Complete misunderstanding. I'm John Edward Gacy. I'm not going to molest your lads and kill them. What? I know my serial killers.
You
is
do.
Knowledge
it's a little
bad?
Disturbing.
No, knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm.
I mean useful knowledge, I suppose. Serial killer's not that useful.
It's a little
but
creepy, but
whatever.
Hey.
You've never read a book on a serial killer and just been like, God, he's so close to me except for
no.
the killing.
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. I'm like, if it weren't for that shred of human empathy I possess, I too would be wearing dead skin masks. What? I have the human empathy. Don't give me those eyes. You're safe in the parking lot. Have I killed you yet?
I'm getting a little nervous.
Have I killed anyone we knew from back in the day? Any of your friends just disappeared?
I have to think about this.
No. No one you care about. There's that blonde Lay or whatever, who has the huge jugs that I like, and you don't talk to her. Any
Why
one of your
would
friend,
you bring her up of all people?
Because she was like your most bangable friend. She's the one I remember out of all of them that I've met through the years.
I am going to refrain from commenting.
I wanted to fondle those lungs.
I'm sure you did.
You know what I mean. You said she's a big fat piglet now, though, right?
No, I haven't seen her in years.
I thought you said she was a big fat sow.
No, I definitely never said that.
With like 8 nipples running up and down her
tummy. Yes, because that's exactly what I would tell you.
That's what happens when people get
of
fat.
Of all the things in the world, that's what I would tell you.
They get livestock.
Of all the things in the world, I would talk about her. Why?
Because I brought her up and mentioned wanting to screw her previously. You didn't start this conversation. I was just like, hey, remember Lay? I'd like to.
Her name?
Lee?
I won't correct you, but whatever.
Is it Lay or Lee or what?
It doesn't matter.
I don't know. I wanted to pork her.
I know you did. It was so obvious.
It's whatever. What's wrong with being obvious when you want to screw someone? We're not in a Victorian age. We're not separated by class. I'm not some street urchin trying to screw a princess. We're both at some bar together.
When were you guys hanging out together?
One
was that my
time,
birthday?
I don't know. You invite us to Jackson's, that putrid asshole, all the time. It was one of the 15
place.
Times you've invited us to Jackson's.
That, I think, was for my birthday.
Was it? Was that
yep.
Jackson's trip?
My 29th birthday.
Lovely. So it was like 7 to 8 years ago?
I hate you. A lot.
Oh, no, you don't.
I hate you big time.
Show's website's in papasbasement.com. You go there every Monday, every Thursday, you're going to get an episode of this. That is a promise, but also kind of a threat. And there's a bunch of my writing up there, too, which is not bad. I review movies that I haven't seen, because really, do you have to see all that much to figure out stuff is crap?
You really should see the movie before you review it.
I reviewed Identity Thief yesterday.
Without having seen it.
It's a piece of crap.
You're ridiculous.
No, just look at the commercial.
No, you are absolutely ridiculous.
Look at the commercial.
You're reviewing stuff that you have absolutely no knowledge about at all. You're ridiculous. You need to go see the movie.
Have you seen a single spot about it?
John, you need to leave your house, go into public, and actually watch the movie before
you review it. You act like watching a movie is approaching a woman from across a bar. I can watch a movie. I've done these things.
No, but leave your house and watch a movie?
Yeah. I hate the cost involved, don't get me wrong. It's a royal whoring, but I'll watch me a movie.
Uh-huh.
Good Lord, you act like that's pretty much my only date that I care about. Meals.
You take girls to movies?
Yeah, because it's easy. You just sit and watch the movie and try not to fart for 2 hours.
What?
And don't eat all the popcorn so you don't look like a piece of ass.
Do you do dinner beforehand? Do you even try to have conversation?
Nah, I want to like see him before the movie, say what's up. Get a ticket. That
What's
way I look
point?
Chivalrous. You got company. You don't look like a mental
but
patient.
But you're not getting to know her at all.
That's the
answer the phone, John.
Why?
Because you have to. That's part of doing a show.
It really isn't. Hello, caller. You have called. You've interrupted our 18-minute intro. What can I do for you? Please tell me I hung up, actually. Oh, there's a chance the unit's not working.
You did that on purpose.
I don't think I did. We might be lucky today. Unit
John.
Might be fried. No, I'm hearing something feeding very lightly in the background, but everything looks pretty screwed.
You did that on purpose.
Oh, son of a bitch. I know what's wrong. Hello.
Hi. Yeah. John, the movie blows.
Thank you. Who is this?
You know, I read your review. I checked it out. The movie blows.
Thank you.
And it's... what happened to Irina? I just realized that.
What's that?
What happened to Irina?
Irina is down in Louisiana and I think still screwing around in that place. She kind of went for the Super Bowl and she has like college roots down there. And I think she's just been there ever since. Why are you rolling your eyes, Veronica? It's not like I'm pronging
Why
you both.
Why wouldn't I?
Veronica's good.
Yeah.
So I didn't know about the mix, so that's all good, though. Yeah, but I read your reviews, and then I don't bother seeing the movie. I download it, and you're right, it does stink.
Thank you,
there
sir.
You go. See you later.
So you don't see the movie either?
He just said he downloads it.
I just read his reviews.
Lame.
All right,
I have no words. Lame.
At 3 o'clock on a Saturday, I'm listening to the radio on the computer.
There you go. That's a smart man right there. Thank you. Thank you, anonymous wise caller. I will release you from the bonds of phonehood now. Yeah. That's what you get. You encourage me to pick up. You know what you get?
Yeah, someone as ridiculous as you.
No.
That's not a thorough rebuttal.
A like-minded,
that is someone just as lame as you.
Beautiful human
no.
being.
Another hermit who doesn't want to leave his mom's basement to go see a real
movie.
My
mom doesn't have a basement. We all live on the same floor. Someone's never been over for tea.
I haven't. I want to come play with the kitties.
You're invited to. You live 1 mile away.
I know.
And yet you're just too good for me.
Oh, stop.
No, it's okay. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone could tolerate that much Papa Giorgio and like 400
square
feet. I want to
come meet your mom.
You should. She's great. Everyone who meets her briefly loves her. To live with her is to hate her, but to meet her is to love her.
You are so silly.
All right. Let's wrap it up. InPapasBasement.com for all my crap. At Papa's Basement on Twitter. I do a lot of tweeting, and it's good stuff. Veronica is not part of 2006 and beyond. I think the last profile you created was MySpace.
Oh, stop.
No, it's okay.
I actually reactivated Twitter the other day.
What is your handle?
I'm not telling you.
Why?
No, it had been over 1,000 days since I posted anything.
So obviously you're on the up and up.
Yeah. I'm not telling you. I don't want to tweet. I do not want to tweet.
Are you still one of those eggs?
What one of eggs?
The
what?
Photo? Or is that the one thing you've
yes,
got off
your ass? Yes, it's a purple egg.
You're
I was like, what
egg.
Is this? I actually did try to figure out how to change the picture because the egg is annoying.
Get it? Tweeting bird. You're
oh,
a little baby
that's
bird
stupid.
That hasn't hatched
That is
yet.
So stupid. Stupid. I hate Twitter.
You act like I invented Twitter.
Tweet, tweet, tweet. I hate Twitter.
I merely use it to self-promote and try to hound women with no self-respect who tweet their bosoms.
Twitter is for
There's
celebrities
a lot of that, by the
and
way.
Prepubescent teenagers.
You need to check out Vine.
What's Vine?
Vine was a six-second video, or you make a GIF that lasts 6 seconds. Just a very high-quality video.
Another color.
People used it without fail just to show their breasts and their vaginas.
Awesome.
And whatever.
Answer the phone.
Why? Yeah, Mom.
To quote the bard, how sharper than a serpent's tooth.
Oh, shut it.
Thankless child.
All right.
All right, that's it.
Oh, thanks.
Unless you can defend yourself, and I don't think you can.
No. No need to defend myself. Just getting back to the show.
Fine.
Aw.
What?
Your mom's so cute.
She's great.
I can't wait to meet
anyone's
your
mom. Wears on them if in close enough proximity. Because
oh,
you know
stop.
What? What? They're too much like you. It's
my
all
mom
the things
and
you
I,
hate in yourself.
No. My mom and I are nothing alike.
What?
We're not.
How?
She
What's
is a
she
child.
Like?
She is a child. She is a...
Like
we
a physical child? Like that
no,
mutant
stop.
Baby that's still a toddler, but she's like 18?
You're ridiculous. We have the weirdest dynamic. When we're together, I'm the adult, I'm the parent, and she is a child.
Explain. Now I'm intrigued.
She will pull pranks. She will joke.
Are they good pranks? Does she like S into a paper bag?
No.
And leave
have
it
you,
at your,
no,
your door's
she,
threshold?
She just turns into a little kid. Have you ever read the Harry Potter books?
I have read all of them. I've watched none of
okay.
the movies. I'm a
you know,
snob like that.
You know Peeves the poltergeist?
Yes, I do.
Peeves
he just runs around
her...
flinging crap.
Yes, Peeves is her nickname. She's Grandma Peeves. Like, I'm not kidding. And that's what she does. She'll come up and give you a raspberry. Like, she's just ridiculous.
Well,
I love
described
my mom.
Don't right
get
now
me
like
wrong.
A high-functioning retard.
That's not how I'm describing her. She's just very
you have.
Silly.
You said she just runs around and pulls pranks and then sprints away tittering.
Yes, that is my mom.
That is how an infant exposed
Titters.
To too much
she
lead
totally does that.
Grows up to behave
She's like,
as well.
Hee-hee.
Like when your frontal lobe is gone, that's what you do.
Okay, well, you're taking it a little extreme.
Okay.
That's not what I mean. But she's very silly. And when we're together.
How did she raise you then if she's so childlike?
Oh, she was so mean.
That doesn't sound very nice.
She was a very, very firm parent. She would disagree, but she was.
Did she make you dig the rose garden with your teeth?
No.
Like a rabbit?
No, we were such rambunctious little snots when we were kids.
So like, was every kid.
We would jump off of the garage roof into the pool.
Are you excusing her abuse? Is
yes.
it because we didn't understand her like you understand her?
Whatever.
It's okay. It's okay. We've just hit something real. We need to slow the show down for a
oh,
second.
Stop. Stop it.
Where
no, she...
on this doll did she touch you?
Oh my God, you are disgusting. That is so wrong.
What did you
I
do?
Am not talking about my mom anymore. You're disgusting. I can't believe you just said that.
Okay. For the sake of anonymity, then, we're going to flip around mom's name. So instead of M-O-M, she'll be called M-O-M. So what did mom do to you?
She didn't do anything to us. I'm saying she was a very firm mom, but as an adult, she's very silly.
Really?
Yes.
That rhymed. That was horrible. What?
I hate you.
She was very silly.
You're
then
ridiculous.
I said, really? That
why
rhymes?
Does everything that is said to you, why do you twist it and turn it into something disgusting and sexual?
Because if I just repeated it, it would be like a 5-minute show. It would be the intro, the outro, and 90 seconds of like, hey, how are you? Good, how are you?
You are ridiculous.
And sometimes you get to the truth of things by screwing with them a little bit. It's weird like that.
Yeah, there is no truth to that at all. And that's my mom.
I'm just kind
about.
Of shocked that, well, not the diddling. I don't think you're a kid diddled.
That's sick.
I'm pretty sure I wasn't.
You're pretty sure.
Well, I
but
mean,
you're
people
not
suppress
confident.
It. Well, people suppress
oh,
it.
Your mother just called into the
well,
show.
I don't think she molested me. I'm not saying that. I don't think anyone in my family molested me. I'm pretty sure I was raised right like that.
I hope not.
But again,
it would explain a lot.
I'm just saying. Well, first of all, yes. Second of all, people suppress that, right? Isn't it like people have this epiphany at like 34 and they just like remember their uncle picking them up like a bowling ball? And it's so much comes together.
Really?
I don't know.
Gross.
I didn't have enough family to have like the random molester in the mix. Because isn't that the Chris Rock bit? You have enough uncles and aunts, one of them will be.
I guess so.
Stop turning in your chair. Just sit. We're almost, it's like 35 minutes. We've done
I'm
20
fine.
Minutes out of, no.
What, you want me to like sit like a statue throughout the entire show?
How do
I'm
I
going
sit?
To move. You move just as much as I do.
But it's quietly.
I am not making any noise. Dad.
I can hear it. No, it's not Dad. It's Mom that was the disciplinarian. Get it right.
Whatever.
Shall we get to the show prep?
Or the show topics, since we've touched on them.
I like these
I'm sure
more.
Everyone's confused.
Now I'm intrigued by your childhood, though. So your dad was like
a great
the fun, lighthearted guy who let you jump off crap,
no,
and your mom?
My dad worked a lot. He was not the disciplinarian, and I think my mom wishes he had been.
Was he like my dad, where he'd work 18-hour days and come home and just want silence for the 20 minutes he was awake before he slept?
Sit on the lay on the couch.
Yes.
Yeah. Pay my brothers to take his socks off while he watched TV. Totally.
It wasn't
But we
that
had
far.
An awesome life. We had good stuff, you know?
Yeah.
He busted his butt.
My memory is just my pops coming home and watching Univision. Just looking at big Spanish tits.
Oh, my God.
What?
Everything with you.
He was
you
ahead
need
of
to
the
get
curve.
Laid. You really need to get laid.
Well,
I think that's your problem.
That
today.
Applies even when I'm getting some.
You're
you
all energetic.
That's the B12.
That's all you can think of.
I'm not thinking about box. I'm thinking about your horrible childhood.
My childhood was amazing. You
and the savage beatings when your mom would pluck the roses and then make them.
You're ridiculous.
Press them to your cheeks.
I had a great childhood. I had three brothers. Well,
force you to knit
brothers.
Them into a crown and wear it around. What?
I'm done with you.
No, you're not. Can't stop coming back. I'm just sad we're not doing a second episode. What are your plans after this that are so pressing?
I have stuff to do.
Really?
Yes.
I do too. I'm going to have a wee party.
By yourself?
No, with my friend Rich. Thank you very much.
Both
Rich. Eligible bachelors. Not Little Rich.
I can't speak today. Not Little Rich?
Not Little Rich.
Not Little Rich who hates America?
No, he's back in France.
Good. They can keep his annoying little self.
Rich.
I'm really trying to
little
not
Rich,
use
he's
profanity.
Gone. Again.
He bugged me so bad.
It's okay.
That kid.
He
I
could,
wanted to punch him in the face.
He could get under everyone's skin at some time or another.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I was built like this. I was born this way, able to
you
take it all.
You were born this way?
Uh-huh.
We need to cue Lady
listening
Gaga.
I was a lot of Gaga and the Crapper yesterday as I showered. I don't know why.
Well, that's the appropriate place to listen to it.
I got nothing against Gaga.
She's weird. Ugh. She's just weird.
She's interesting.
I don't mind her music, but I don't know. She's weird.
I suppose so. I was watching the video for Me and You, and the U in You just randomly had an umlaut over it. I liked that Motley Crue touch there. And then that video was her singing to her male alter ego. So if you want to call that weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
If you want to twist the word weird around.
She's just weird.
In knots and get weird out of it, then fine.
I don't even know that song, I don't think.
It's okay. I ended up listening to Boys, 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 a personal favorite.
I don't think I know that one either.
You need to play that one. That could be your anthem.
Boys, Boys, Boys.
Yep. It's about,
why do you say that?
It's about them picking up a lot of dick in the bar. They're just loving boys.
The boys picking up boys in the bar?
No, no, no. She's a girl and she's dick cruising.
I don't pick up guys in bars.
We go to bars all the time. Where do you meet men?
Yeah,
otherwise?
And where have you? When have you ever seen me pick up a guy and take him home?
Well, that's true.
Never. Thank
I've
you very
all
much.
We, all of us do is sit on our phones and tweet and do Facebook and text other people
no.
who aren't there. And yet I'm the social retard of the
that
bunch
That is
somehow.
Not true. That
Even
is
though
not true.
If you got Diane Fossey, God rest her soul, or Jane Goodall just who watch us like a bunch of simians in a crowd, and they would be like, they're all behaving the same. They're all doing the same thing.
But that's not true. That is not what we were doing. We would send maybe a couple texts. It wasn't that bad.
How are you sitting with your pants so badly on fire right now?
I'm turning in the chair. You need to
fan
chill.
It down.
No.
You didn't get what I was going for there.
Nope.
Liar, liar.
Nope.
Pants on.
Nope.
I see the light bulb kind of flickering. I'll tap it a little.
You.
There we go.
I hate
She's
you,
like,
Andrew.
Oh! At 3:47, she will go, oh.
I still don't get it.
On fire. What am I working with? What am I working with?
I'm so sleepy.
It's okay. It'll all be over soon. Is that what the big plan is after the show?
No.
Because I could just talk for another hour. You can sit there and
hanging out
twirl
with my
your
friend.
Chair. Are you going to text with them too?
With her?
Yeah. Are you going to sit there and then just text other people? Can I be the person you text while you're with your friend?
No. We're going to go shopping. We're picking up Valentine's Day stuff.
Instead of building your broadcast career.
Oh, stop it. I had those plans before you asked me if I wanted to do a second show, and I'm giving you Tuesday. And if you knew what Tuesday was...
Can we do Wednesday instead?
No.
I really want to screw the girl that's here on Wednesdays.
Sorry, no.
I've talked about this for a couple weeks.
Oh, so I can sit here while you drool over her and pretend to half-ass a show? No, thanks.
Hey,
wow, really?
That was radio gold, that
on
episode.
Air? Really?
What am I going to do? We don't have cough buttons.
You're disgusting.
I don't care to hit the power off button.
Could you like hold it in like you're
it's
doing
like
with your
I ate
urine
something
right
stinky.
Now?
Can you get a whiff of it? I ate oatmeal cookies. If anything,
horrible,
it's like
fattening Oreo cookies.
Oatmeal. Not
whatever.
Oreo.
Well, they were
240
Oreo.
Calories. If anything, it smells like a bakery in here now, thanks to me.
No nutritional value at all in those.
There's oatmeal and raisins. You sound like a raving lunatic. Those are both good for you.
Not when they're mixed with a ton of sugar.
Just
sorry.
62 grams.
Doesn't work. Don't, oh, my God.
Don't nitpick.
Oh, my God. You're a diabetic. You have to be.
They're rock candy meets oatmeal. It's fine. They even each other out.
No.
Glycemic index and what
no,
have
they
you.
They don't. You're
okay.
Horrible.
Let's get back to the cop killer.
Okay.
That we literally started the show with.
A half hour ago.
Nice 25 minutes. Judas.
25 and 20 seconds.
Why don't you help out the big cheese around here instead
because
of
I
selling them out for 30
this.
Pieces?
Because you're going to have to fill me in. I have not been following this.
All right. All this crap went down Tuesday. If you're in California, this is the news story.
The story, yeah.
Yes. There's a huge tubby black dude
I've
who
seen
looks
pictures.
Christopher. Hold on. Let's find it. Christopher Jordan Dorner. Mm-hmm. He's a dead ringer for Ruben Studdard.
I've heard that too.
I was also told Bob Sapp of MMA fame. I looked up pictures. He does look exactly like Bob Sapp. And at Really Profound, our good friend and listener, he said he's going to go with Jerome Bettis.
I don't know him.
It's just proof that all fat black guys except for CeeLo
look the same.
It's not racist. It's just true. We've just...
You said it, not
well,
me.
Well, we've picked how many of them
Bring
now?
It on, callers.
Five of them. And four are like clones of each other.
Yes, because there's only five black men on the planet.
Overweight. There's
oh
also Tyrese Gibson.
He's pretty.
And the little crazy guy, Cat Williams. And Kevin Hart. There, I've almost hit double digits. Who's racist now, Veronica?
Oh my God, John.
What?
You're painful.
Shut up. So this guy is a former L.A. cop,
mm-hmm.
This Christopher character.
Yes.
Early in the week, he shot, I believe, an off-duty policeman and a former police commissioner's daughter and her fiancé. Okay. And you're like, why did he do this? First of all, who's son of a...
Yeah, what is that? What is that?
Oh, my God. So that's picking up on yours, too?
Yeah.
Oh, is that me getting a call? Nope.
Oops.
Is it you getting a call?
No.
I didn't see your phone light up. That sounds exactly like cell phone interference with
it
a radio,
does.
But
it's gone.
Whatever. Let's keep rolling. Oh, by the way, I didn't start the second backup recording. Lovely.
Oops.
Oopsie. Oh, God, don't crash, computer. Please, Jesus, don't crash. So this guy was an ex-cop. He's also ex-Navy, which I guess will come in handy if on his crime spree he needs to steal a boat and mm-hmm. then sail the seven seas like a pirate. Yar. Don't look at me like that. You play along.
I'm
just
trying.
Play along.
I'm trying.
I know you're sleepy. Just focus. Do I have to smack you?
No, it's not that I'm sleepy.
I can smack you awake. I see what you did there. You made fun of me. I'm blown away by this story for several reasons, all of them wrong. First of all, I hear a bunch of cops dying in California. I think Terminator 1, when Arnold killed 18 of them. Please tell me you've seen that movie. Did your mom not let you?
I was 10. Yeah, I saw it. That's some rigid parenting then. 20 years ago, I saw it. Sure.
I wasn't allowed to watch such filth, floor, and filth back then.
I had three brothers, dude.
So they were allowed to see Linda Hamilton's not-so-supple breasts bared in the hands of Michael Biehn?
Yep.
All right. I like that. I like the Ruben Studdard angle. I didn't know about all the other guys, but he looks really like fat and happy if you've seen pictures of this guy.
I have seen pictures.
He's smiling in all of them. He looks like one jolly son of a bitch, and he's a cold-blooded murderer.
Yeah.
I think what also fascinates me, why is it? First, he wrote a manifesto, and then he said he wanted to clear his name because he got fired from the force for allegedly roughing up a suspect, not euphemistically, like he wasn't just caught jerking off. He actually roughed up a suspect, which he later blamed on the training officer he was with, almost like training day.
Okay.
And it's a very fishy story because the guy that they, who came into custody, whooped on, he was actually like, yeah, the training officer did do it. But the LAPD was like, Ruben Studdard did it, and they fired his ass.
So he's angry, and that's
why he's really pissed. Yeah, and then he tried to get reinstated, and they said no. So his reaction is, one, a manifesto.
Let's murder people.
And two, killing people. Now, you love to dwell on this fact. I suppose I do have a bit of a borderline audience. A couple guys out there who might have a screw or two loose. I just like to think of ourselves, you know, we're charming. We're different. We're quirky. But to anyone out there who thinks, one, manifestos don't make you sound nuts. Anytime you've written a manifesto,
guess what?
You're a little crazy.
Weird. Yeah. So I shouldn't tell you I have one.
Yes, the Veronica manifesto. What's yours? Is it like eight words? You're just like, writing sucks, shoes and boys. Five word manifesto.
I love it.
Anytime you've penned a manifesto, something's gone wrong in your life. Horribly wrong.
Yeah.
And writing the manifesto isn't going to help.
And no one wants to read it.
No, they're always so angry. There's never like a calm manifesto.
Yeah.
It's always, these are the ills of society, and these are the horrible,
and I'm going to make them better by murdering innocent people.
The horrible, not going to work solution I have to them. I feel manifestos were kind of like a thing of yesteryear, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's very World War II. Like, Germany was sold out, so we're going to kill the Jews. That's a manifesto. It's Mein Kampf, if you will. Not really a manifesto, more of a book, but very manifesto-y. And then you had the Unabomber. He had a manifesto. I think the guys that did that building out in Salt Lake City, was it? Or no, it was Oak City. What are you looking at me?
I don't know.
You don't remember that? The domestic terrorists?
No, I don't.
I think they had manifestos?
I don't remember that one.
It's never a good thing. It's never, I wrote a manifesto, and then I went out and helped the poor and lost 50 pounds and got the job of my dreams.
Yeah.
It's always, oh, this guy killed 50 people, blew his own head off. Here's his manifesto. It's
read
on his GeoCities page. You know, it's a very older thing. People blame the internet and everyone having iPads and iPods for a bunch of ills. I think it's cut down on the manifesto writing, though.
Yeah.
A bunch of guys
just blog their anger.
A bunch of guys who would take the time to focus and concoct a murderous plan. It's like, I would do that, but there's Angry Birds Star Wars just coming out. Got to see what they do with Darth Vader. I want to play with the R2-D2 bird.
So you think this is, all of these gaming things are preventing people from killing?
Yes. I think they let off steam.
You think so?
I think a little bit. I think it cuts down a touch.
I don't know. I think it depends.
Because you can't tell me that every killer is like really motivated to kill.
There's so many ways that we could take this conversation.
I like where it's going so far.
Oh, boy.
There's got to be a couple who are just like right on the fence where it's like, I want to kill.
But I really want to play Angry Birds next
month. I want to see how True Blood ends.
Oh, I don't know. You might have a point.
Oh, it's Will. I recognize the number. What's up?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, God damn it. You have call ID.
Yes.
Oh, whoops.
Where are you?
Never mind.
I'm so angry at you.
What? What did I do?
You were supposed to be here today.
Yeah, so your relationship can
blossom. I choose my words extremely deliberately.
What?
Like, I did not give my word I was going to be there.
That's such crap.
I'm gonna try.
That's such crap.
If Will promises anything, he bumps his chest and says, "Word is bond."
What?
Like Wesley Snipes in Sugar Hill.
If I say maybe or I'll try, that's
just no.
It gives me room to wiggle out.
That's so lame.
All right, maybe I'll put on a condom.
Exactly. I was just going to say, I might pull out an abortion.
I might pull. Okay.
Yeah,
you're
I
on air for less than 30 seconds and you use the A word.
The A word.
All right. I see what Ronnie J is doing here.
Ronnie J.
She's posturing for another mule pig.
Another what?
I think you're right. You should probably send one right now. Two.
Another what?
Mule pig.
Nothing.
Oh, God, no.
Do a trick one. Bend it between your two nuts. Take a photo.
Oh, that
of
is
that.
So gross. No, no, no.
No, I did take a funny one, though.
Please don't make me have to burn my phone.
It'll look like a depressed koala bear.
Y'all are so
I'll wrong. Send it to her and then I'll call
no,
her.
No, don't send her naked pictures of yourself. I'm talking
Why
about
are you
my.
Talking in the third
I know,
person.
I was just going to say.
I failed English.
All right. We can talk later.
All
Keep
right.
your pants on.
Yeah, wait till you hear that phone ding in a moment.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. All right, I'm shutting. You can call back.
Oh, my gosh.
In the meantime, flip over your iPhone so when it comes in, I don't have to see anything.
Nope. You're going to, it's going to, here you go, dude.
I'm not looking at it.
It's all you.
I'm going to take your phone.
No! Absolutely not.
There you go. Your plot has backfired.
You can't reach that far, chubby.
I'm winking one eye.
You're winking?
I'm winking. I'm closing one eye.
Ooh, which eye?
Yes, I'm contracting my rectum because this is such an exciting thing. Put the phone down. I'm trying to focus on actually carrying the show.
Nope. If I have to see this...
I'm going to throw a rock through it then.
If I have to see this, you have to see it.
No, I don't. Yep. I really don't. I've seen it from when we were kids.
Yeah, well,
I'm
trust
throw
me,
my keys
it looks different now. You really just picked up your keys to throw them at me.
I don't want
to
see my brother's
10?
Junk on your iPhone.
Are you 10?
What's wrong with you?
I don't want to see your brother's junk on my phone either.
You act like I planned this.
You just picked up your keys to throw them at me.
Yeah, I did.
Didn't you just say earlier about how you're not violent towards me?
That's not
and that you
violent.
Haven't killed me yet? You're ready to kill me with your car keys.
Oh, please. You act like I could skin you, like I could flay you with this. I couldn't. I could knock over that
damn
phone.
You could give me
phone.
Another black eye, so I have two matching.
Don't say another.
No,
like
I'm going to
have... I was the one that gave you the first.
I'm going to have a black eye when I leave here today. It hurts so bad.
Because you walked into the monitor like a jackass.
Who leaves it in the middle of the room?
Not me. There's a big monitor hanging off the wall. Not... I guess it's big by little monitor standards.
By little monitor standards.
It's like an 18-inch monitor that was hanging off the wall, and Veronica just backed right into it.
It hurts so bad. No, I walked into it.
That'll teach you not to listen.
Turned into it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts.
Are you going to be better on air, or is there another doorknob I need to walk you into?
What are you talking about? Better on air.
It's an abuse joke.
I hate you.
Why?
Because you're
we
so
took
mean.
Something sad and made it funny.
That's not funny.
Back to the cop killer.
Okay.
Okay. I got completely derailed with Will threatening to send his bean to you.
Ugh.
God damn it. Killers. It looks like all the fat black guys. The manifestos. Well, that's right. It was a really good manifesto riff.
Did you read it?
I read
this
a bit.
Manifesto?
He pretty much threatens guerrilla warfare to clean his name and to get his job back.
Okay, this dude's watched way too many Denzel Washington movies.
Well, once you kill an innocent policeman, I don't think the force is too keen on having you back.
Yeah.
I never went to police academy.
You're kind of done.
Real or Steve Guttenberg version. But I'm going to guess that once you've killed one of the boys in blue, they don't welcome you with their bosoms open.
Yeah, what does he want?
Is that a phrase? I don't know. He wanted his job back.
So he murders police officers.
Yeah.
That's
He doesn't
really
blog.
Offensive.
He doesn't go on a podcast.
He murders
Bastard.
And writes a manifesto.
He writes, then murders. I think you got to get that order right.
Right. He should probably just kill himself.
Doing a manifesto on the run. Oh, did your phone glow?
No, but why do you keep looking? Oh! Will! Stop it! Oh, my God! Really? Wait! No, there's a text from my mom in here. What?
She's like, Will told me to send this to you.
No. This, my mom could not have sent this. It says, ha ha, bitch, I can text. What is going on right now?
Is that from your mom's
That's
phone, though?
That's got to be from my brother's.
Oh, really?
I'm going to write back, hi, Sean.
Maybe a listener hacked the phone. Did you ever think of that? It could be far more sinister.
Oh, my, there's only one person who has the ability to hack my phone, and if he changed something, I will kill him.
Oh, that sounds violent. I don't like where you're taking this.
Oh, my God, Will.
Okay. Can we riff a little more?
Yes. Continue.
I've never known killing to accomplish anything good. And there's a lot of people, all crazy, mind you, who think that if only certain such and such dies, everything's going to be better. Like, who was it who tried to kill Reagan? What three-named son of a bitch? Love Jodie Foster. I'm so embarrassed I can't...
We do have smartphones. We could look
it up. We had Mark David Chapman killing Mr. Beatle, John Lennon. Oh, God.
I don't remember. I'm horrible with that.
This is so embarrassing. I can't pull this one. Anyhow, he thought by killing Reagan, Jodie Foster would love him.
I remember that. I just don't remember his name.
I'm going to punch it up. I'm so embarrassed by this.
So
me, the serial killer trivia expert, and I can't even...
Yeah. So have they... I mean, what's next with this guy? Obviously, they're looking
for John Hinckley Jr.
Okay.
Didn't he have to look it up? Bam.
Awesome. So what's next with this
That'll
guy?
That'll get me laid.
No, it won't.
Okay. Back. What's next?
With this guy. I mean, obviously, they're looking for him, but did
he there's like a statewide manhunt for him right now.
Yeah.
Go on. I like what you're doing there. You're asking questions. You're interacting and building the story.
Yeah, but...
You're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
There's a manhunt. He killed three people related to the police.
Have they...
And he's threatened to kill more. And police family members. Like,
oh
that's
God.
The really creepy thing.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
He better get the chair.
I really want to hurt you,
you
so I'm going to kill your family,
He's
too.
Not even going to get the chair. The first cop that finds this guy, he's done. He has to know that.
Well, he's going to go down firing. So there's no way he's going
but
to come
But he has
alive.
To know that he's done. Like, he's dead. He is a dead man walking right now. Like, he has to know that.
I wonder where that little break takes place where you're like, you know what? Killing someone in the name of this cause going to get a lot of good press for me.
He's
it would
sick.
Be like if I walked out and killed, for example, the hostess of the show before us, Sue Bartholomew.
Oh, my God. I'm going to keep my mouth shut right now.
Is that a bad example? Would that actually be good for the station? I'm kidding. I couldn't murder anyone and get us ratings.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Why?
Because that woman, her show is painful. Just her voice makes me angry.
So there are things you dislike more than me behind a microphone. Sue
I love you behind the microphone.
Aww.
You're so cute.
Aww.
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 I like you behind the microphone. That's
well,
why
thank
I come
you.
Every Saturday. You know what I meant. Don't even give me that face.
What
Don't even
face?
Let the awkward pause happen. You
what
know exactly
pause?
What I meant. Stop it.
I just didn't hear
you.
You
need
because
to get
my headphones
laid. Seriously.
Conked out for a second. What did you say about every Saturday?
I'm not saying it again. I'm not. I'm just not.
You said you do something hard and furiously every Saturday when in my presence. What was it?
Yeah, that's definitely not true.
That one
and
word
it's definitely
fritzed
never
out.
Happened. I'm sorry. You're like a brother to me.
Really?
Yeah.
You're from Michigan. That
it's
doesn't
never
mean
gonna
much.
Happen. Wow. Really?
What?
Really?
I view Michigan as Detroit and then a bunch
and
of
and then land.
Yeah. Just a bunch of dead Indian bones.
Michigan's beautiful.
That white people live on top of.
You're so wrong.
What?
No, seriously, the state of Michigan, beautiful in the summer. One of the most beautiful places on the planet.
A lot of places are great in the summer. Hoth was good in the summer.
It's not so good in the winter. If you like snow, it's fun, but...
Who likes snow?
What a lot kind of people like snow.
Only weirdos that grew up in the deserts enjoy snow. People from like LA and Vegas, they're like, you guys are so lucky with your winters.
Yeah, I like to have it once in a while. I like going outside and playing in it, but I don't like to drive in it.
Did your mom savagely beat you when you tried that?
No, I almost dropped my car in a ditch last time I had to drive in it up there. It was scary.
Sounds it.
It was so scary. But people are nice there, and three guys stopped.
Did Kathy Bates come to your rescue?
Oh, my God. Best movie ever.
Hobble you?
I love that movie. She's crazy.
I am shocked you caught that reference.
Seriously?
What? You know nothing of pop culture. You haven't seen Terminator since you were 10, but you call it Misery like this?
Misery is an awesome movie.
Wow. I am truly blown away that you know Misery.
Who doesn't know Misery? And I mean, caught the Terminator references. I said I hadn't seen it in forever because I haven't. It came out like 20 years ago.
Oh, God. But it's on TV like all the time still.
Yeah, but I don't watch it.
Really? One of those movies I cannot flip away.
Just really?
Oh, yeah.
Which is the one that had Edward Furlong? Was that Terminator 2? I'll watch that one because I love Eddie Furlong.
He's like 10 in that movie.
I know, but he's so cute. He's who I had
a
crush on.
Is that the Michigan way?
Stop.
What?
He is who I had a crush on when I was a little kid. Him and Devin Sawa. Oh, I love them.
I'm trying to remember the first star that I wanted to bang. See, like, you're a male. I don't think you really crush on girls your age, per se. I know the first one I whacked out was to Clarissa, and she was, like, roughly my age. Like, that sounds gross if an adult says it.
Yeah.
But I was, like,
you were
10.
That age.
And she was 15. So, if anything, I was going cougar hunting.
You do like the older ladies.
No, I'm fine with whatever.
Yeah,
I younger.
Remember the girl you brought to Jackson's? The married one?
She was younger.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah.
She was older.
That's really offensive to her.
Does she listen?
Yes.
She was very nice.
Yes. I wasn't laying her
either. I
thought
she was older than you.
No.
You weren't?
No.
That is not the vibe that we got that night.
We're just chilling.
We totally thought you were hooking up.
If I were draining my nuts all the damn time, then why am I like this?
I think you're lying.
I haven't gotten any since I broke up back in August, man. It's very backed up at this point.
With Smelly Girl?
Yes.
Yes. So I want to sing Smelly Cat right now.
Yeah.
You should have never told me that.
You shouldn't be calling people that are like 29, obviously older than me. Like,
well,
cougars.
I thought she was. Well, I thought you said she was older than
makes
you.
Makes her sound weather-beaten.
Oh, my God. I didn't say weather-beaten. That's you taking it there, not me.
Well, if you just assume someone's older, it makes
it
sound
like
because they sound
older. I
didn't
assume that. That is the impression that you gave us when you brought her.
But I didn't say anything.
Yeah,
the
you
impression
did.
The impression I would have given is just, here's this person.
No.
And then you're thinking,
why were you
older.
Hanging out with married women?
I got married friends. Married women get bored as hell.
Uh-huh.
They're easier to hang with than single women.
Uh-huh. I think you're covering your butt right now.
Very much not the case.
Ha! Whatever. I don't believe you.
I don't care if you don't believe me.
Uh-huh.
I very much need it, and that's because I'm not having sex, not because I am having sex. Of course, ironically, if I were having sex, I could always use more sex.
I'm sure you could.
Well, once you get it, I go fiendish. I don't know about you. Like, whenever
I'm so not answering that question.
Well, no. It's like I'll get one chick, and then I'll rack up, like, 2 to 3 more within, like, the month. And then
seriously?
I go, like, oh, yeah.
Why don't you just sleep with one at a time?
That is
or are
math.
They one at a time?
No, yeah. It's not like I'm having a 5-way. I'm not some god.
No, I meant like you date one for 1 week and then you move on to the next one. And then you move on to the next one.
I didn't date. Don't put words in my mouth here, Ronnie J.
So why are you... You are not allowed to call me Ronnie J.
Ronnie J.
That is a Will Papa Giorgio deal.
Oh, really?
Only.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he's the only one I can't beat up for saying it.
Well, he's not here, yes.
What were we saying?
You're insulting a friend of mine.
I was not insulting her. I said I thought she was older than you. If she's not, that's fine. That's not an insult.
Well, you said older.
Because you do tend to go after older women.
Really? I think I've only banged a couple chicks older than me.
Yeah, we usually always talk about cougars.
Well, because we're at Jackson's, which is an effing cougar den.
It is.
If I go to Jackson's, it's like, yeah, I want to bang some leather and, you know, liver spots and...
I like
friggin'
the atmosphere.
Pearls and some wrinkly cleavage. That's...
And it's the old ladies. But it's full of old men, too.
Yes, it's where old people can bang each other. I don't know why you like going there.
Because that's not all
and
that
it closes
it is.
At 12:30 because that's when old people are all tuckered out.
Ugh, you're ridiculous.
They go home to their
geritol. Because there's not that many options in the town center.
But you don't live next to the town center. Why don't you
close
go to a closer
enough.
Option?
Oh, where? In Fairfax? Where?
Old Shebeen.
Ew, no.
Fire Station.
Where's Fire Station?
Green Turtle.
No. Green Turtle's a restaurant, not a bar. Let's get
it's
that
It's a
straight.
Bar. There's Bull. A bunch of TVs there.
That does not make a place a bar.
Sure it
that
does.
That is a restaurant.
What restaurant has TVs? other than a McDonald's, which is a
every
restaurant.
Every sports bar restaurant on the planet.
You just said sports bar before restaurant. They're more bar than restaurant.
It depends.
Oh, who's calling?
why does it look like it hurts your feelings?
I don't like calls. They disrupt everything. And you piss and moan until I take them.
Oh, Will.
Will calls are okay, though. Hello, Will.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, did Stupid notice like it was supposed to be a joke because it was to her?
What's going on? Explain it. I guess Stupid didn't.
Because someone texted me and they're like, she didn't even notice it was to her picture.
Wait, what?
That was the entire joke.
Look, I didn't want to look at the picture.
Yes, you did.
Is it like your rod across your Facebook
Apparently,
profile?
Yeah, that was the goddamn
joke. Oh my god! No! Seriously! Seriously? Oh my god.
Come back to the mic, Veronica.
I don't want to see that again ever.
Oh, look how red you are all of a sudden. You don't need to tan. You just need my brother sending his member across your various profiles to you.
Oh, my God. Did you seriously do that?
Oh, man. That was good. Will, you need to be in on what night can you record this week?
Well, I don't know. Justin's reminding me. I mean, like, did you ever check and see if it's open on Sunday night?
I can check right now. I'm really sure it closes at 8. Like, 99.9.
If not, possible eye Wednesday. It depends if I have to work or not.
Okay. Keep me posted. Send pictures to Ronnie. She loves them.
Oh, my God.
I'm out of ideas. I think the only thing left to do at this point is, like, print out a photo of her and then, like, shoot ropes on her.
That is so gross. Really?
Use a dot matrix so it gets all leaky.
Really?
Is this not romance?
It's a Valentine's Day present.
You got it from Jared. Oh.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
All right, Will. Well, thank you for that.
I need to go back in Safeway and buy water and other exciting stuff.
Enjoy it. Later, man.
All right, later.
That was my brother doing what he does best, entertaining the masses. Let's give him a plug. He's at Billy Basil on Twitter. His band, Gray Sky Eternal, is also on Twitter, at Gray, G-R-E-Y, Sky Eternal. They got albums on iTunes. Buy that crap. I should, except I get the stuff for free.
I want to go see them
files
play.
Around the house. They're a very good live act.
I've heard that. I want to go see them.
I've seen them a million times because he's my brother, so I just go whenever he's in the area. But, yeah, I enjoy them greatly. Everyone's pretty proficient on their instruments. Just like I'm proficient at saying the word proficient. And, yeah, he writes the songs, I think. I don't know how the divide works. And then the singer writes the lyrics. That would make sense, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Just depends how you split the copyright.
Look at you. Look at you all jittered up. Haven't seen some dong.
Oh, your my God. Made. Stop it.
What? What? It's okay. You're a woman. You have needs.
Stop.
Satisfied
really?
Photographically?
No.
Oddly enough. That's weird, because I thought most women weren't turned on visually. But here you are.
What
after
makes you
seeing
think I'm
of my brother's stuff.
Assumptions? Are you kidding
up to
me?
Your profile. You're practically smoking a cigarette in here.
No, I'm not.
You're bouncing up and down in your seat, treating it like
you
an outboard
motor. You were just
motor?
Yelling at me a half an hour for bouncing out of my seat. I've been doing it the entire show.
I don't remember doing that once. This is ever
God,
since
I
the picture
hate
came
you.
In.
You're ridiculous.
You are worked up. You are in a tizzy.
No.
Working up a lather. Do I need to put a towel under your chair for the
oh my God,
remaining couple
seriously?
Minutes? What?
Stop.
They don't let us spill things in the studio.
You are so, so gross.
Yes. I'm the fiend in this scenario. Way too correctly assigned blame. What's wrong with... Oh.
It hurts. Stop. Just
oh,
stop.
Your bruised wrist, which I can't talk about
I
why
just,
it's bruised.
I just, like, sat on it weird and it hurts. Stop it.
Were you in the batting cages?
I just,
you hadn't
I fell.
Swung a bat in a while?
Stop.
And that's why it hurts? Why doesn't the rest of your arm hurt, if that's the scenario?
Because
that I'm
I didn't fall on my entire arm. I fell on my wrist.
You fell on your wrist. See, that's I weird slipped. To me. Because I, if falling, put out my hands. to break my fall. But if you...
I should put out my hand.
If you fold your hands inward and ball up your fist and try to break a fall that way, maybe that's just how they do things in Michigan.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just intrigued by that cuff-like shaped bruise on your wrist.
But... It is not a cuff-like shaped bruise. It's just a bruise, John.
Mm-hmm.
It is just a bruise.
Just a purple circular half inch in diameter.
It's just a bruise, John.
All right. Just a bruise. You heard it from her. And we can get the hell out of here.
I hate you.
No, you don't. That's why you come here every Saturday. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. Show's website in papasbasement.com is home to every glorious episode we have ever friggin' done. There's so many of them at this point. 5 years worth. More than a lifetime of Papa's Basement. Every Monday, every Thursday, new ones go up, along with a bunch of my writing on the off days in that mix. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio, at Papa's Basement on Twitter if you want to get a hold of me. Also, facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Veronica Johnson has been my lovely co-hostess for the day. And you want to stalk her, Facebook is about it. Except there's apparently, for those who want to do the Twitter thing, now a little sliver of hope.
No.
There's
no hope.
Some kind of Twitter
I'm
profile to
tweet.
Find. Sadly, you've resorted to the trick of only two names for your profile. Like a cunning serial killer.
It's not even my full name.
Really?
It's yeah.
Just Ronnie J.
You have it. I think you're the only person I followed on it.
Oh, Lord.
Or with it.
Aren't I touched? All right. Till next week. We're out of here.
Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.